Laurie and Olga. Olga and Laurie. Any way you put it, they're a blast. And they're only on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
All right, Laurie, let's do it. Show me the money. I love it when young people start thinking in a business fashion. And Loyola High School has a wonderful program. It's called the Student Stock Exchange Project. And it gives students an opportunity to develop their own business, get a business plan, fundraise. We've got Drew Steves on the line, who is CEO of Dolce and Gelato.
I like the fact that he wrote CEO.
Of course. Hi, Drew.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Are you kidding? This is terrific, your undertaking, and we're so impressed with young people that are doing something and thinking outside of the box. So now, tell us a little bit about the Student Stock Exchange Project at Loyola.
Well, sure. It started 14 years ago, actually, by my teacher. It was the founder, Francis Scardera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it started off with a few teams, and now it's grown to, many schools are involved, and there's over 100 teams this year, so it's really
grown
a lot.
Holy smokes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good.
So now you decided to, choose your teammates? How many are in your project?
We have a choice to choose between 6 to 10 teammates, and we have 8 in our team.
Okay, and where did you get the concept?
A couple of us on our team had a trip to Italy, so we were inspired by the great gelato down there. So
okay.
We tried it out, and then we came back, and we just had this idea once the project was given to us.
If I'm not mistaken now, everybody has a project, and then you guys almost have, you build almost like a little kiosk of sorts, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then you sell shares.
Yeah, that's we sell shares to raise the capital, and then we buy our what we need to make our product or service, and then we sell it for profit.
And I have to tell you, I think I went to, you do have either some sort of exhibition of it.
Oh, there
it
is,
okay.
Yes.
Because I had gone a couple years ago to the Loyola Auditorium, and they mm-hmm. had this show, and they had the Brownie Busters, and there were kids from, I think it was all different schools.
Hertzley is involved.
There's like different schools that are into this with you guys now, right?
Yeah, I think there's about 10 schools into us now. So
that's fantastic.
It's wonderful. So you're seeing business from a whole different level, Drew.
That's it. It's great. It's great experience.
So let me ask you this. You decide that you love gelato after being in Italy, and you come back and you hook up with 7 other teammates of students at Loyola and say, what do you say? We sell gelato. Well, that's a huge undertaking. Don't you need like a recipe and equipment? And how do you make gelato, and where do you learn how to do it?
Well, basically, we wrote to a couple of people, and one of our major sponsors who have really helped us out is Pregel Canada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're actually, we've been in correspondence, and they are actually donating the ingredients to us, and as well as the 5-liter containers, all the spoons and the different size cups to us.
Okay. Wow.
So they've been a huge help. Basically, they started out in 1967 in Italy, and now they've grown. They have subsidiaries all over every single continent. So basically, they're the biggest and the best gelato distributors out there.
So now they've given you the secret recipe, or are they supplying you with gelato also?
No, they're just giving us the ingredients,
okay,
and the recipes, and we're going to actually buy the fruit and make it ourselves.
Are you okay? Oh, I want to come over and taste it.
Yeah, we'll send over a tub or two.
A tub or two. Now, Drew, when are you guys having, when's the big, the stock off? When's the evening that they decide who the winner is this year?
I believe that's it's May 4th.
Yeah.
It's the finale, but we're having it from April 28th to 30th. It's in the Loyola Atrium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's many other companies there. Also, you could come and try our Alliance Company Steakout, and we actually have a coupon where if you buy a steak sandwich, then you can get gelato for cheaper and vice versa.
Oh, a little marketing. You're piggybacking. That's good.
Yeah, that's
good.
And so that's it. Just come and try out and try out our products and support breast cancer.
That's true, and I said that earlier, that you will be giving profits to the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, that's right.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much on behalf of all the ladies out there and the men.
And the men.
Thank you very much for supporting the Breast Cancer Foundation. Now, let me ask you this on sideline. You're a secondary five student.
That's right.
Okay, you're graduating from Loyola this year.
Yeah.
Now, wait, I have a question. Do you have a date yet?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, too bad. Do you have any friends that are looking for a date?
I'm sure I could find somebody.
Okay, not for me. I got a daughter, you know. Christina can always, she's good, man. She's in there. She's like a tag team wrestler. She can go in on the pin. She's got an extra dress. So let the word get out there.
Okay, let me get back to this.
Okay.
Okay, Drew, you're off the hook. It's okay.
Well, he's got a date, I am.
It's okay, Drew.
Okay.
I want to ask you this. Being a secondary five student, graduating from high school, I guess you're involved in so many other things. Was the business end of this tricky, and how did you, with your colleagues and your fellow students, seven other people, how did you delegate the work, and how was the transition of thinking business as opposed to academics?
Well, basically, our economics class that we studied in the first semester was all the time is allocated to the project, so we